Well, hello to everyone out there in Blind Geek Zone land. This is Mike from Rochester, New York. This is my very first podcast ever with the Blind Geek Zone. And today I'm going to show you how to use a service called Zamzer.com. But I'm going to do it two different ways. First, I'm going to show you how... Just 1 second.
Menu closed.
First, I'm going to show you how to convert a file using the computer. And then after that, I'll show you how to do the same thing using a note taker. Now you might be asking, well, if you're going to show us how to do it on the computer, why show us the same exact thing on the note taker? Well, the reason for that is because, you know, different people have different circumstances. There may be times when you may have to convert a file, but you only have access to one device. It's either the note taker or the computer. I mean, maybe you only have access to the computer because your note taker is currently being repaired. Or maybe you left it at home that day because, well, you know, on your way to work or school or play, you were in a rush and you forgot to pick it up on your way out the door. Or maybe you've got the note taker with you because your computer is in the shop being fixed. But either way, you still have to convert that file. And so this way, you'll have both methods. When I show you how to convert a document using Zamzer, I'm going to be using a BrailleNote M-Power. Some of you might have a PacMate or some other similar device to which I do not have, but you can substitute the commands I give you with the commands your note taker uses. And I hope you'll forgive the constant nagging clicking in the background, which leads me to my other device here. I'll be using the computer to show you how to do this. I'm going to be using Firefox, and that clicking noise you're hearing is a plugin that's used to get around those annoying captchas. The only problem with it is it can be very annoying with all that clicking it does. So hopefully it won't be too disruptive. Now, I just want to emphasize again, this is my very first podcast ever with Blind Geek Zone. So if you do wish to make comments after hearing this, please remember this is my first podcast ever. So please forgive the fact that this may not sound as professional as Rick's podcasts do. I don't do this every day, folks. So you know, just try to understand and just bear with me. I'm using my Olympus sound recorder, so hopefully you'll be able to understand everything that myself and my screen readers are saying. So now we'll start off with, I'm going to put the sound recorder down. And the next voice you hear will be Windowise.
Start button. File upload. Dialog file up. Zamzer.
Now I'm already on the Zamzer.com webpage. It's
25.
It's Zamzer www.scilab.com. And that's another thing. This web page has Flash. And so it's... this page is likely to refresh a lot during the podcast. So, hopefully it's not going to get in our way too much. So once you're on the Zamzer.com webpage, you have to first find the browse button. And I'm going to do that by pressing the letter F. It's F as in fire until I hear browse.
Edit box, email address, edit box, password, button, browse.
And there we are. We're on the browse button. The username and password fields that you just heard are for paid users. Zamzer offers a standard version as well as a professional version, and both of those are paid. I'm not sure what the costs are right now. You will have to check that out on the web page. Or you can send me an email, and I'll give you all my contact information afterwards, and I can get that information to you. So we're going to be using the free version today. And...
20s, button, browse.
Okay, the page is refreshed, but yet we're still on the browse button. So...
Step 2. 26 with step 2.
Just 1 second.
Button, choose files, button, browse.
There we are. You see, because of the flash, you often lose focus. So now let's hit the space bar on the browse button, and this is what you will hear.
Dialog, file upload, combo, edit box, and file name, bottom.
And now we are in the window where you can select your file. Now, in most cases, unless you've been messing around with your computer, your folder where your file is that you want to convert may already be highlighted. However, I already know by just checking things out before starting the podcast that the folder where my file is currently not highlighted. So here's what you do. If you know for sure that the folder where your file is highlighted, then you press Shift Tab.
List view 10 years unselected, 1 of 183.
And you would be placed in the list view of that folder. Right now, the My Documents folder is highlighted. So I'm going to have to tab until I get to the look-in drop-down menu.
Combo edit box and file name bottom. Combo box T file button no open. Button cancel. Combo box I look in bottom My Documents 3 of 3.
Uh-huh. So the My Documents folder is highlighted. The folder I need is the my tutorial folder. So I'm going to press down arrow.
My Documents 3 of 13. My Documents 3 of 17.
Okay. To expand this. And now I'm gonna navigate up and down with the arrows until I get to the desktop.
Desktop 2 of 17.
Oh, it didn't take much. Now I'm on the desktop, and now I can shift tab back to that list view I was in before.
Button no top combo at list view My Documents unselected 1 of 55.
Okay, now we're showing my desktop, and now I'm going to hit the letters M and Y very quickly to get to all the icons whose names start with my.
M, Y. My computer 255.
Okay, that's my computer. That is not the one we want. But we are in the right category. So now I'm going to hit the letter M till I get to my tutorial.
M. My network places 3M. Malwarebytes M. Media Player M. Mozilla Fire M. Mom's Red M. Music for M. My tutorial 2255.
There we are. We're on my tutorial. Now I'm going to press enter.
List view about Zamzer.rtf on selected 1 of 18.
And the file we want is called Talking Book and Braille Library Application. So I'll hit the letter T.
T. Talking Book and Braille Library Application.pdf 11 of 18.
And we're right here. It's highlighted. So now, let's hit the Tab key.
Combo edit box and file name Talking Book and Braille Library Application.pdf bottom.
And now, this combo edit box is automatically filled in for us with the correct file. And you can verify that if you're still not sure. In Windowize, you press Control Numpad 5 and make sure that your numlock is off. So I'm going to press Control Numpad 5.
Talking Book and Braille Library Application.pdf.
And I have confirmed that the file I want to convert is indeed here. Now we'll continue hitting Tab until we get to the Open button.
Combo box T files of type top bottom all files but no open.
And hit the space bar. You can also hit Enter, it doesn't matter.
Space. Zamzer dash convert document.
Alright, now I just hit the Control key to silence that. We are now back in the Zamzer.com webpage. Next, we have to tell the computer what file type we want to turn this PDF file into. So we'll hit Tab.
Button choose files, 25 links, 9 frame, button browse.
Okay, we're...
Link button browse.
All right, things may sound a little confusing there. It said choose files and then somehow we ended up in the browse button again. All right,
button browse.
We are on the browse button again, but at any rate, hit the Tab key.
Button choose files.
There's a choose files button here. I've never actually used it. What I generally use is...
25. Button choose files.
What I generally will use is the drop-down menu itself. So I'll just skip past this browse or this choose files button.
Choose the format to convert files to combo box.
There. Now we're at the drop-down menu where we can choose the file type.
Heading 3, combo box.
Okay, this is not in focus at the moment, so we'll hit enter.
Browse off. List box convert files to 1 of 2.
Alrighty. Now we're in the menu where we can begin selecting our file format. And I'm going to press down arrow until I get to...
Convert files to BMP 1 of 28. Doc 2 of 28.
Doc. Now, if you have a screen reader that talks really weird and has a funny way of pronouncing doc, in Windowize, you would press Control Numpad 5
Doc 2 of 28
to repeat it. If you didn't understand it, you press it again.
DOC 2 of 28.
It will spell it. And if that still didn't help, press it a third time. And again, this is Control Numpad 5.
Delta Oscar Charlie 2 of 28.
Delta Oscar Charlie. Well, that's definitely DOC. So now we know for sure
Doc 2 of 28.
That if we select this option,
begin form, top.
And I've lost focus again.
Edit box button browse button combo box doc. Browse all.
Okay. You see how annoying Flash can be?
Doc 2 of 20.
Alright, the file type that we want is here now. And this is going to turn the PDF file into a Word document. Yes, it is true that you can open most PDF files without any problem. But, you know, sometimes authors get a little antsy when it comes to us accessing things. They don't like it when it's too easy to access files. So they try to make it really hard by putting things in all kinds of weird file formats and all kinds of crazy things. So the Talking Book and Braille Library documents are pretty accessible. But we're just assuming for the moment that it wasn't. Or maybe you don't have Adobe Reader, so you wouldn't be able to read PDF anyway. So now that we have our file type selected, we'll hit the Tab key again.
Edit box, enter your email address to receive converted files.
And this is where you type in your email address.
mbrn6516@aolfusom.
And I just typed in mine. And for whatever reason, Firefox is not reading this back to me. Okay. No matter, though. I will give this to you for contact purposes when we get to the end of the tutorial. So now we gave it our email address. Let's hit the tab again until we get to the convert button.
Link terms.
This is a link for the terms of use. If you care to read that, you can.
Button convert.
And here's the convert button, which I'll hit enter on. And you can either hit space or enter. It really makes no difference.
25 links. 23 links, 3 frames, 1. 24 links.
And there we are. Now, if you want to ensure that your file has indeed been accepted, at this point, you use your find command. In WindowWise, it's Control Shift F.
Combo edit.
And you type in the words file upload. File space upload.
File space upload.
And hit enter.
Found file upload complete.
Nice. And it took us right to where we wanted it. It said file upload complete. Now, if this were a really big file, obviously it would still be uploading. And you would be able to find out what the percentages is for the upload. You would press Control, Shift, and the letter T in WindowWise to read what the percentage is. Or if you have the, I'm not sure what it's called. There's usually, I know JAWS has this. From listening to other people's tutorials, JAWS has this thing where it'll say 50%, 60%, 80% as things are uploading or downloading, so you know what's going on. Here in WindowWise, you can manually find out what the percentage is or what the progress is, either by beeps, have the percentages being spoken to you, or neither. And I happen to have my beep indicators turned on without the speech, but you couldn't hear them because this document opened so quickly. Or it uploaded quickly, so we never heard it. But at any rate, assuming you have that turned off, you can press Control Shift T to find out how far along your upload has become. Now, there is more to this message.
File upload complete.
And I just read that again with Control Numpad 5. Now I'm going to hit down arrow to read more of this message.
Your file has successfully finished uploading.
Okay, it told us that it was successfully uploaded. Press down arrow again.
We'll now convert your file dash as soon as this is done.
And press down arrow again.
We'll email you.
And one more time.
To let you know where you can download your file from.
And that's all there is to this message. In a matter of moments, you will get a message from Zamzer.com's computer system that will give you a link as to where you can go to download the file. Now, I happen to have Outlook running here, so let me just Alt-Tab over there.
Do we have to Google-Microsoft Outlook?
All right.
Microsoft Outlook.
Okay. Now, let me see if
top left.
There's any message from Zamzer here.
Okay. Microsoft Outlook failed to space. Inbox MBERN6516AON.
Okay, Outlook appears to be having a bad day here. And
inbox MBE. Unread from Michelle Barbies.
Okay, let's see. Well, I definitely have emails here. Let's see if any of them are from Zamzer.
Unread from Kavisi CC. Unread from Dane Threat. Unread from Manny Subject. Unread from Alec. Read from Zany. Unread from Manny Subject. Read from Alan Paganelli. Unread from Feligara. Unread from Brian. Unread from Morelli. Jessica. Unread.
Let's see. Outlook has a way.
Red from Zamzer.
Ah, there we are.
Red from Zamzer conversion subject converted file from Zamzer Talking Book and Braille Library application.pdf received 116 pm size 8kb.
There we are. There's the email we've been looking for. Sometimes Outlook can be a bit slow for some reason, as some of you may have noticed. Don't mind that. That's just another message coming in to me. Let me see where we are here.
Red from Red from Zams. Red from Zams.
Okay. Now that we have our email, we'll hit enter.
Converted file from Zamzer Talking Book and Braille Library application.pdf message HT.
Okay.
There are no items.
Hold on.
Tab Control Alt H message 1. Style normal 1.
Okay. Outlook has this really weird way of not showing the text of your email right away when you open it. It'll give you this weird message that said that there's no items to show. I'm not sure if that's a bug or what the problem is there, but at any rate.
Style heading 2, style normal 1, shape 2, fields enter.
Okay. I don't really like the way Outlook displays emails because it's a little confusing when you try to read this with a screen reader, but you're not likely to get all this business about one line shape, inline, and all this stuff. Unless you use Outlook, of course. There's a lot of information here, but this will give you an idea as to what to expect, and I'll re-instant play this for you verbally afterwards. And to read this, I'm going to press Control, Shift, and the letter R.
Hello from Zamzer. The file that you submitted for conversion is now available for download from Zamzer. All files will be stored for 1 day from receipt of his mail. Grab a Zamzer account, bullet one. It takes less than a minute and you will get blank. Bullet one, faster conversions usually delivered in less than 5 minutes. Bullet one, larger conversions up to 1 GB in size. Bullet one, personal inbox to manage and store up to 100 GB of your files. Bullet one, no intrusive adverts. Bullet one, and much more. Bullet one, sign up at http://www.zamzer.com. Sign up. Alternatively, click on the following link to download a copy of your converted file. http://www.zamzer.com. Get files.php ? UIT2D353F3B324409350F9350.
Actually, I'm not going to let you hear the whole thing because I forgot about those graphical links. It really babbles a lot of stuff. But anyway, I just stopped that by pressing the escape key, because remember, we were reading everything with Control Shift R. The gist of this is that an email is sent to you telling you, hey, we got your file. It was successfully converted, and now we're giving you a link where you can download it. Now, the next thing we have to do now is find the link to download our file. However, there's just one little issue. Sometimes when you hit enter on the download link, it doesn't always bring up the download window. The link doesn't always work for some reason, as you will see when we get to that. But first, before we even do that, we first have to find the download link from the email. There's actually two of them that we have to click on. One to take us to the web page and another to download. So first, let's arrow down.
Style normal web leaf hyperlink field. The following file was successfully converted from PDF to doc format. Talking book and braille library application.pdf. One field. Want to have access to your one field, please do not reply to this automatically.
Okay. Apparently we've gone past this file, or this link.
One field, 4.5, one field, 0.1.
Hang on a second.
Style normal one, stop, style normal, bullet one, the tape blank, bullet one, bullet one.
I'm just pressing down arrow.
One style, one field, enter hyper, leave hyperlink field, talking book and braille, one field, want to have access, one field, thanks again, one field, table one, leaving table one blank.
Hmm, that's very strange.
One shape two.
Hmm, let me see if I can figure out what's going on here.
Style normal, grab a Zamzer account. Bullet one, it takes lip blank. Bullet one, faster can bullet one, no intrusive at bullet one and much bullet one. One field, sign up at HTTP, style normal web. Alternatively, click on the following link to download a copy of your converted file.
Ah, there we are. They give you two different links on here. They tell you about how you can sign up for a paid account and a few other things. But the link we want is the link to download our file. And you notice here it said,
alternatively, click on the following link to download a copy of your converted file.
So, as you're reading through this email and you're thinking, yeah, blah, 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 I don't care about signing up with an account, I just want to download my file. Well, you get to that link by just arrowing down until you hear the message that says, alternatively, you can click on the following link to download your file. We're going to hit the down arrow now.
One field, enter hyperlink field HTTP www.
And this is the link. I'm going to hit enter, which is going to run another instance of Firefox, and we should be on the Zamzer page shortly.
Free online file conversion Mozilla Firefox. 20 links, 3 frames, 1 list, begin, 4 edit box, email address, edit box, password link.
Alrighty.
1 link, 10 frames, 1 list. Begin, 4 edit box, email address,
okay,
edit box,
stop,
password,
stop.
Zamzer free on.
Alright, folks. As you can hear, I had a lot of difficulty with the Outlook and the website. I don't know what the heck happened, but all kinds of weird things were going on. So I had to reboot the computer and get back into the site and everything. So let's see, where did we leave off?
Alternatively, click on the following.
All right. We're still here at the email. You know, that's just like technology. It just has to make a fool out of you when you're trying to do a podcast. It always tries to show you up. So, let's see. We sent our file to Zamzer. It was converted successfully. We got the email confirming this. Now we have to download it. I'm still sitting on the...
Alternatively, click on the following link to download it.
The message that says, alternatively, you can click on the below link. Because remember, in this email, this website will give you an advertisement telling you about its paid service. But we're not going to go there today. So I'm going to hit the down arrow.
Link http www.zamzer.com getfiles.php ?359A8B3C8A3C1E2D353F3B32440F9352240D8.
Yeah. Okay, well, you get the idea. That's the link that you want to click on to get to the page where you can download your file. I'm going to hit enter. And I've switched over to Internet
Explorer. Windows Internet Explorer.
Yes, as you can hear, I've switched over to Internet Explorer because Firefox is just being a kick in the pants. And we're hearing various progress beeps here because the web page where we can download our file is
Zamzer free online
being loaded, and it's here.
Top, bottom.
Oh, maybe not.
Top.
Let me do a refresh here.
Screen redrawn. 23 links.
Ah, there we go. Now, there is a download link here. And to get there, I could either arrow down until I get to it, thus going through all the garbage links, or I could just press Control-Shift-F.
Combo edit box.
And I can type in download.
D-O-W-N-L-O-A-D. Link download file.php.
Alright. Before this crazy system does anything else nutty, let's hit enter on this download link. And this is what it sounds like, by the way.
Link download file.php ?35.
That's the link you look for. Hit enter. And it will take you to a page where you can actually download the link. Well, no, I take that back.
what's actually supposed to happen is when you hit that download link, a window will open asking you if you want to download or save the file, or open or save the file. That's what's supposed to happen, and that is what does happen on occasion. But
menu closed.
Sometimes
Zams are free.
That doesn't always work, and you are instead taken to another page, like a secondary download page, where it will say to you something to the effect of, please click the link to download your file, and if this link didn't work, click this other link. And I think that's pretty much what's happened here.
Start button, taskbar, AOL mail message, top, 46 visited linkage, 22 links, 8, top, link, and link, I frame my butt, 0, and link donate, link zam.
As you can clearly hear, after a lot of trial and error and frustration of having to reload the page and do all kinds of things, I finally got the right web page to come up. And I do appreciate your patience.
Multiple redirect block, 20 links, 13.
Okay.
Zams are free online.
Finally, we got this page to work.
Begin form, login form.
Now.
Combo and IS space AOE. Found link if not.
The site is really having an issue. I'm not sure what's going on. But usually things are much smoother. As I said, sometimes when you hit the download link, it doesn't always give you that window where it'll say, do you want to open or save this?
Thank you. Thanks for downloading.
What happened was I hit the download link, but I was taken yet to another page where I got this message.
Thanks for downloading.
And I'm reading this with Control Numpad 5, and now I'm going to hit down arrow to read the rest of it.
Thank you. Your download should start automatically. Link if not, then please click this link.
What they're talking about here is, by this point, you should have been able to download your file automatically by hitting the download link on the other page and have that window open where it says, do you want to save or open this file? Since that window did not open, you're taken to a secondary page, which is where we are now, and this is the link that you will find. As you arrow down the page with the arrows, here is the link that you will hear.
Link if not, then please click this link.
Now what I'm going to do, I'm going to use my applications key.
Context menu. O open.
And I'm going to arrow down to save as.
W open, open a new window. A save target as dialog.
Save target as, actually. Hit enter.
Menu closed. Checkbox, check C. Close this dialog box when download completes dialog file download. Combo edit box, talking book and braille library application. Dot dot bottom dialog save as.
Okay, now it wants to know where I want to save it. So I'll tab to the save in menu.
Combo box T save with button S save button cancel.
Yes, you could hit the save button right here, but if you're not sure that the folder where you want to save the file is highlighted, it would be best if you went to the save in drop-down menu to highlight that file. The last time I just took it for granted and just hit the save button, the computer saved my file somewhere, and it took me several hours to find it. So make sure that you have that folder where you want things to be saved highlighted before you tell it to save.
Combo box I save and bottom sound effects 505.
If I had just went ahead and hit the save button, it would have downloaded the file and put it in the sound effects folder that I've got here. Well, that's not exactly where I wanted it to go. That's not where I really want to put it. So, what I'll do now is I'll press the down arrow and then up arrow.
My music, 4 of 19.
There, now we have 19 places. Now I can arrow up and down through this.
Sound effects 5 of 19.
No, that's not where we want.
My music, 4 of 19.
Nope.
My documents, 3 of 19.
Yes. I want to put it in the My Documents folder. So I'll hit enter here. And I merely highlighted the My Documents folder, but to begin the download, I have to hit enter again. And this is what you'll hear.
Checkbox, check C, close this dialog box when download completes. Dialog 36 of 0.0 library 20 application .doc from www.zamzer.com completed. Zamzer free on.
Of course, unless you have your audible indicators turned on to tell you what the progress is, you are not likely to hear all those sounds.
So, we went through a lot of trials and errors, but thankfully we finally got our file downloaded. I know this may have sounded a little confusing to you because we started off in Firefox and then ended up in Internet Explorer. Normally, you would not use two browsers. You would just use the one, but because my computer seems to be having a bad microchip day or something, I had to do some switching around when I'm not on microphone. Now I'm going to switch over to the Braille Note.
Speech off request. Speech off.
And I'm going to do the very same thing. This time, though, I'm going to show you how to do this on the Braille Note. Hopefully, we shouldn't have as many complications this time. I hope not. Now, just to ensure WindowEyes doesn't get in our way here. We'll just turn that right down. So now, this is for all of you who are restricted to a note taker only. Yes, your computer is being repaired. Somebody sent you a file in PDF format, or any format, really, and you cannot convert it. Or you cannot open it because your note taker either doesn't support that file or something else has gone wrong. So here's what you have to do with the Braille Note. First thing I have to do is I have to go to my browser.
Address, press enter for braille.wonder.
And now I'm going to hit the space bar to bring up my list of files in the favorites folder.
List of favorites in my favorites folder.
And I know that Zamzer is here. I'm going to hit the letter Z to get right there.
Zamzer, free online file conversion.url.
And I'm going to hit enter.
Connect using which configuration? Press enter for home USB connection.
Yes, I'm using my home USB connection from the computer. So we'll hit enter.
Please wait.
And the page is now loading.
Well, the internet must be running very slowly today for some reason. Because even the Braille note is a little sluggish, and this is normally not the case. Let's see here. Let me see if I can...
Privacy alert dialogue. Privacy alert dialogue. Triple Fusion. Apply my decision to all cookies from this website. Allow cookie button. Block cookie button. Privacy alert dialogue. Triple Fusion. Apply my decision to all cookies from... Apply my decision to all cookies from this website. Checked. Allow cookie. Block cookie button. More info but block cookie. Zamzer. Convert document. Ebook. Image. Audio and video. Free online file conversion. Frame 1 to 4.
Yeah. Apparently, our website was trying to insert a cookie on my Braille note. So now we are on the Zamzer.com webpage.
Even though it took about 20 years to get there.
And just as before, we now have to find the browse button. Now, because we're on a Braille keyboard, we cannot hit the letter F. I think you can do this with the QWERTY keyboard, although I can't say for sure. Since I've never used a QWERTY keyboard with a note taker, I can't really say for sure. You'll have to check that out and see how the system responds. Here, I'm going to press spacebar with the dots 4-6.
Email address. 8 stars. New browse button.
And here we are. Hit enter.
Folder name. Press enter for general.
Now, the file that I want is not on the general folder, but it's in the My Tutorial folder. So I'm going to hit the spacebar to bring up all the folders that are on my flash disk.
List of folders on flash disk.
Okay. And now I'm going to press the letter M to get to all the folder names that begin with M.
My books.
So now we'll just keep arrowing down.
My entertainment. My favorites. My games. My greeting. My magazine. My memos. My MP. My tutorial.
Here we are. I'll hit enter here.
File name. Computer Braille is required.
And now it wants to know the file name. I would normally type it in, but instead I'm just going to keep things very straightforward here. And I'm going to hit spacebar.
List of all, including hidden, files in my tutorial folder.
And I'm going to hit the spacebar to go down till I get to Talking Book and Braille Library.pdf.
About tutorial. About Zamzer. Amount of audio tutorial. Bob's email from techchat.rtf.
Yes, I have done a tutorial on the Pat Price Tech Talk program. In fact, I was on there just this past summer.
Cat file another form.
We're going to keep arrowing down.
Caps. Convert. 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 Import. Other in. Talking.
Whoops. We passed it. I'll hit backspace.
Talking Book and Braille Library application.pdf. Please wait. Zamzer. Convert document. Ebook. Image. Audio and video. The online file conversion. Frame 1 to 5. Please wait. Zamzer. Convert document.
Now, the flash technology on Zamzer.com is so powerful that even the Braille note cannot escape it. So, just give me a second here. I gotta see what happened.
List of all, including hidden, files in my tutorial folder.
Oh, I see what it did. Okay, we gotta select the file again.
About amount, audio
Actually, I'm gonna press the letter T.
Talking book and braille.
There we are. And now I'll hit enter.
New line. Top of page. New line. Zamzer. Convert the email address. 8 stars. Flash disk me tutorial to Kingbook and Braille library application.pdf. Browse button.
There we go. And there's our file. There's a little, like a rich edit type window that's come up next to the browse button, and it shows the path and file name. All right, now that we have our file, let's hit spacebar with dots 4-6.
Choose the format to convert to. Selection list. Convert files to.
And now I'm going to press the spacebar to get to doc.
BMCRDXFFIJPJDIF.
Have to arrow down several times.
Arch. PSGOTIFTIFWWCS2DOCS.
Whoops, I passed it.
Doc.
Okay, if you pass it, just hit backspace, and that'll take you back up. Now we'll hit backspace, or space with dots 4-6.
Please wait.
Apparently the site is refreshing.
Memory free is below 3%.
Let's try this again.
8 stars. Please wait. Zamzer, convert document. 8 stars. Flash disk. Choose the format to convert to. Selection list. Convert files to.
Let's try this one more time. You know, I'm just going to go ahead and do this, and then I'll explain to you what I did, because apparently this thing is going to keep refreshing.
BMP. Die. Net. PC. Ga. TIFF. Web. Double. CS. Two. Doc. Enter your email address to receive converted files. Text input. M. B. E. R. N. 6. 5. 1. 6. Cap. Add. A. O. L. Period. C. O. M.
Unfortunately, due to technical difficulties, I was not able to show you the remainder of the process. So, rather than show it to you with the device itself, I'm just going to explain verbally what I did.
What I did was I selected the file type, then I hit space with dots 4-6, which took me to an entry box where I had to type in my email address. Then after typing in my email address, I hit enter. There is a convert button. However, for some weird reason, when you hit the convert button on the Braille note, KeyWeb, which is the web browser for the Braille Note MPower, it does not work very well for some reason with this web page. If you do press the convert button while you're in KeyWeb, you're going to get an error message asking you to upload at least one file, which makes no sense because in reality, you did so prior to getting to the convert button. So I don't know why that is. It's just something buggy, I suppose.
Just to recap briefly.
Referring to accessing the website on the computer, sometimes when you hit the download link right from the email, or rather, when you hit the download link on the website itself, first you'll get an email with a link to to click on, then when you click on that link...
I'm referring to the link that you receive in the email that Xamzer sends you after you have uploaded your file.
It'll take you to the Xamzer.com website. Then on that page, you will find a download link. Sometimes that link doesn't always work. Sometimes when you press it, it will take you to a secondary download page where you'll basically get a message thanking you for your upload. And it goes on to say how the upload should begin, or download rather, should begin in a few minutes. And if it doesn't, they give you a link in which to start the download. Other times, when you hit that link, Windows will just open that open or save dialog. The one that you usually get where it says, do you wish to open or save this file? And that's on a good day. So,
and just as a recap, after you've uploaded your file, you simply go to the top of the page with Control Home, in Windowized anyway. I'm not sure what it is in JAWS. And use your Find command and type in the words File Upload. Press Enter, and it will take you to the confirmation message that will tell you about your file. And while your file is uploading, depending on how big it is, if it's a big file, you will get percentages being read to you by your screen reader, or you'll get beep indicators, or maybe both, or neither, depending on how you have that set. That is, if you even have that option in your screen reader at all. I know WindowEyes has it. I'm not sure if JAWS does or not. And you will hear the progress as to how the file is coming along. If it's a very small file, like a Word document or PDF file or something, then you're not likely to hear it at all. If you have the beep indicators turned off and still want to know what the percentage is, in WindowEyes, press Control, Shift, and the letter T. It's T as in terrific. And just as a brief note to Rick Harmon, leader of BlindGeekZone.net. Rick, if you're out there listening, which I'm sure you probably are, if you'd like to cover this tutorial yourself and make a JAWS version of it, if you will, and show people how to do this using JAWS, you're welcome to do so. I think that would actually be very helpful to some people because not everybody uses the same screen reader, and so it might be helpful for people to know how to do this using both screen readers.
So, despite the quirks and technologies between the Braille Note and the computer, and technology as a whole, I hope this was helpful to you. If you have any questions about Xamzer or have any comments, you can feel free to contact me by email at mbern6516@aol.com. It's M as in mouse, B as in boy, E as in exit, R as in rope, N as in North Pole. The number's 6516@aol.com. If you're on Skype, you can reach me at smiley-guy218. It's Smiley, S-M-I-L-E-Y, hyphen sign, or dash if you prefer. Then Guy, G-U-Y, followed by the numbers 218. Now, chances are you are not in my contact list, which is practically all of you. None of you are in my contact list, but if you'd like to be, you're certainly welcome to submit a request. Or send an email, whichever you prefer. So, I do appreciate everyone's patience and understanding as I struggled with these devices. You know, technology has this really bad habit of trying to make a fool out of you when you are trying to do a tutorial. I think it happens to almost everybody. I know it's happened to Rick a number of times. So, and Rick, if you're listening, I do appreciate you allowing me to put up this podcast. So, have a good one, everyone, and I'll talk to you next time, whenever that will be.